Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. On today's show, Rockwired profiles the San Diego-based metal band Cannibalus and their latest CD, Man is the Enemy. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. For today's show, I'm pleased to re-showcase the band Cannibalus, who have just released their latest CD, Man is the Enemy. When I spoke to bandmates and brothers Mike and John Russo a few months back, they were beginning a tour of the Southwest to promote their latest release, and you'll get to hear that exclusive interview in just a few minutes. Once again, I can't tell you how happy I am to reintroduce all of you to Cannibalus. From their album Man is the Enemy, here is Cannibalus with Comatose.
You hear a tiny voice and it gives you a choice to live or die. Well, it ain't that bad. Between you and me,
between you and me,
I'll take anything, but I won't take that. We'll be right back.
From the CD Man is the Enemy, that was Cannibalist with Comatose. Visit the band at their official website, www.cannibalist.com. I got a chance to speak with brothers Mike and John Russo of Cannibalist over the phone. Here's how it went. Talk about this tour you guys are about to go on. Sounds exciting.
Yes, it is. We have a brand new album out called Man is the Enemy. We're heading out on our third Southwest tour. We're going to be going across Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. We got about 13 shows lined up over 16 nights. Should be a good time.
I see. And what kind of road dogs are you guys? I mean, have you guys toured much in the extensively in the States, or is it, you know?
Well, last year was really the first year that we started stepping up and hitting the road. You know, we got our van and trailer and all that. And so far we pulled off two Southwest tours and one West Coast tour all the way up through Washington, Idaho, Oregon. So, you know, we haven't done any national touring yet, but we've done several regional tours on the West Coast.
And how do you guys like the Southwest, I mean?
Well, the Southwest is, we kind of consider it our home right now. You know, Texas is great. There's a lot of great cities out there that support hard rock and metal music. A lot of places more so than even in San Diego. So we love Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico have been great too. So we love hitting the road out there.
Well, Man is the Enemy. I mean, from what I've heard, it sounds great, you guys. Good work.
Well, thank you. You know, we have a very independent spirit in this band. We like to do a lot of things on our own. So we recorded it. We wrote it, we produced it, we mixed it, all within the band. So we worked our asses off, but we're very proud of how it came out, and we're looking forward to getting out on the road and playing the tunes live.
I see. And just for a little history here, talk about how the band began. I mean, I looked at your guys' page, and you guys have been around a while.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I'm not even one of the founding members. Me and my brother joined about 6 years ago.
Oh.
The band had been around for even several years before that. The only two guys left that are founding members are one of our guitarists, Samson, and our bassist, Chenzo. They started it way back in, like, 98. They dropped an album called Wicked Necessary, went through a bunch of different lineup changes, picked up me and John, but we still had a different singer. We put out an album called Demon Angel with that singer, then things turned sour. Went through like a year and a half of auditioning, found Johan in 2006, and then since then we've been working our butts off.
Sounds like a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's been crazy, but you know, I think with the addition of Johan, I think we finally found the lineup. We've put out three albums since 06 with him, Liberation of Dissonance, Psychothermia, and now Man is the Enemy. So, you know, we've kind of been writing our asses off, and we're starting to tour, and you know, things are progressing well with the current lineup.
And what do you think is different this time around with this album from the previous release?
Well, I would say that LOD, Liberation of Dissonance, we had already written most of the songs when Johan joined the band. You know, the lyrics obviously weren't written, but the instruments were all there. And so that was kind of like, it wasn't very collaborative in the sense of working with Johan. And Psychothermia it's really solid, but it was kind of like an aftershock of LOD, and it's more of an EP. It's only 7 tracks. So in my opinion, Man is the Enemy is the first album where it's like it's fully collaborative. We got all the guys in the band lined up. We had a year and a half to, you know, write a full length album, 11 tracks. So it's like, it really feels like our most complete project to date.
I see. And talk about how the songwriting process works within this current lineup.
Well, I mean, it fluctuates. But in general, it usually starts out with either Sam or John, you know, writing some guitar riffs, coming up with some one or two riffs that work well together. Then the next step is often to come to me, the drummer, and, you know, we'll lay down some beats, come up with a rough format. Once we have, like, a rough format and a few riffs that work well together, then we'll kind of bring it to the whole band, and everybody puts in their 2 cents. We give it to Johan, he does his lyrics and melodies, and so, I mean, we try to be collaborative, but, you know, it's not the same every time. Every song kind of has its own, you know, its own way that it comes out.
Talk about the members of the band and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes it work. This incarnation, anyway.
I mean, like I said before, we try to remain a very independent band, a very self-sufficient. So we've kind of, each of the members within the band have found their own little niche, you know. John, he's our Pro Tools guy. He's our recording engineer. You know, he mixes the albums. I handle most of our website design, and I do a lot of our booking. Samson is now stepping up and doing a lot of video work and photography and things along those lines. Johann and Cenzo are really personable, and they're really good getting out on the scene and talking to people. So I think we kind of, you know, each of us in the band has, we take advantage of our individual skills to help the band.
I see. And what songs off of the current album resonate for you the most, and why?
Well, the very last track on Man is the Enemy, it's called Earth ADD. That's probably my favorite track on the album for a few reasons. One is the subject matter. I really like what it's about, just kind of the destruction of nature and the destruction of the world, and it's all people's fault. But also the fact that the intro riff to that song is something that me and my brother wrote probably over a decade ago. It's actually a really old riff that we wrote from, you know, back when we were just kids jamming together. And, you know, we made it onto that song, so that song kind of means a lot to me for that.
Talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, I was kind of a pain in the ass when I was a kid. You know, I'd throw tantrums, I'd kick my door, I'd break shit. I'd throw shit at John. So, I mean, it was actually my mom's idea to get me a drum set. I think I picked up an acoustic guitar, but it just never really felt right to me. I knew it wasn't for me. But then when I got behind a drum set, and, you know, I'd get pissed off, and I'd go up into my room, and I would just hit the cymbals and beat the hell out of the drums, and it just kind of felt natural. And with John playing guitar and being my brother, it kind of worked out, so we got to jam together a lot. And so, I mean, that's kind of how it all started for me. And, you know, Cannibus was actually the first real band that we joined up with.
Wow. So there wasn't, like, a whole history of bands before Cannibus.
No, I mean, me and John, we tried to get our own project going. We auditioned bassists and different vocalists, but we just, you know, we did that for probably a couple years, but we never found a full lineup that we were happy with. So we never even got to the point where we were jamming shows at clubs or anything like that.
Is there, like, an age difference in the band at all?
Yeah, actually, it's something that we feel adds a lot to our sound, is that we actually have a pretty big age divide. You know, Samson and Cenzo are in their late 30s. Johann and John are, like, late 20s, early 30s, and I'm mid-20s. So it's like we have a pretty wide array age group going. So that you know, changes who our influences are and which styles we like. And so, you know, the fact that we have, you know, people of different ethnicities and different ages all clumped together kind of gives our sound a really, you know, eclectic feel. It's like it's got a lot of different influences going on.
I see. And so, I mean, I mean, is this current lineup, you know, a stable one, you think, or?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've had it for going on 4 years now, and, you know, we don't have any plans on changing it. We've been through a lot together at this point, so if we haven't broken up yet, I don't see why we would now.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard Man is the Enemy?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would like them to think that, you know, it was a great badass album that, you know, that there's something for everybody. You know, if you're into the heavy thrash metal, you know, we got some of that thrown in there. And if you're into the soft funk rock, you know, we got a little of that thrown in there. So I'd like somebody to come away saying that, you know, that's a really, it's metal, but it's musical. You know, there's a lot of different elements, and there's a lot to appreciate, I think.
Visit the band at their official website, www.cannibliss.com. Here is the title track of the band's previous release, Psychothermia.
Trying to run when you come alive. You've been down.
since you and your brother joined this band, what has been the biggest surprise for you? What didn't you expect?
I have to say, joining the band was actually really my first experience in the local music scene, and I definitely did not expect. I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I joined this band. I didn't realize how hard it would be. I guess from seeing the movies and just from hearing people talking, I kind of expected, like, hey, you have some good stuff. You'll be playing at a club, it'll be packed. It's that easy. But boy, did I learn the hard way that you got to work your ass off. And I can't believe how hard it's been to get to where we are even now. And we still got so much work to do. And if anything, it's only getting harder and harder as we move along. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry about that. I should have let you finish.
I was going to say, that's probably the thing that caught me off guard the most.
I see. And what sort of sound is typified by the music scene in San Diego? What kind of scene are you guys surrounded by?
It's definitely very tough for the metal scene. Being real close to the beach, you hear kind of a lot of the, like, acoustic rock stuff is really popular, like Sublime. And we both went to college at UCSD, which is, like, right on the coast, and everybody seemed to be listening to, like, bands like Sublime, Jack Johnson, and Dave Matthews. Like, I don't think there's ever a single metal band that rolled through our school in the 7 years cumulative between the two of us that went there. So metal definitely kind of takes a back seat to that. Reggae seems to be really popular, especially in some areas. There's a big scene for that. So we found we've definitely had more success out in, like, the Southwest, and we expect to hopefully hit the Midwest this time, but just based on what we've seen online from our promoting and people hitting us up, it seems like that would be a much better area for us, too.
Yeah, I used to live in I lived in California for about 7 years.
Okay,
and what about? And so I do know what you mean. It's not, California is not as rock and roll as I thought it would be.
No, certainly not as much as it used to be.
Yeah. And that was always disappointing. I mean, strangely enough, that's where I started Rockwired, so...
Oh, yeah.
And talk about how you and your brother got into music. How did that happen?
I started guitar when I was 12. My dad had an old, like, Martin acoustic guitar lying around, just started strumming some chords on it. And they immediately got me a teacher, and fortunately I came across a very good instructor who, unlike a lot of teachers, actually taught me really cool stuff right off the bat. Like, I got my first song was an Eric Clapton song. They started teaching me Led Zeppelin, or pretty much if I heard a song on the radio I liked, he was able to pick it up, learn it real quick, and teach it to me. So right off the bat, I loved playing guitar. It was just really cool to be able to play these songs I'm listening to on CDs. And then Mike started doing the drums just pretty soon after I started doing guitar, and then we kind of just jammed with each other. I played in, like, jazz bands in junior high and high school, and kind of did guitar classes there, and always got to kind of do some lead stuff, so I just always enjoyed it. It wasn't really until I took a summer job at Merrill Lynch while I was in college my junior year, and I realized how much I hated that business that made me want to do music as a career. Kind of always expected I'd be getting into some kind of business job or something like that. But it's kind of seeing how unrewarding and how miserable it was just sitting behind a desk, you know, trying to make lots of money for other people, that was just like, this isn't for me. There's no creativity involved in it. That's really what I loved about music, was just getting to be creative.
And, with this being your first band, and also given the age difference of some of the other band members, especially maybe the founding members, I don't know, how intimidating was that, if at all?
It definitely was. When we first started auditioning for them, me and Mike were like, man, we really need to be on top of our game, and it really pushed us, and we realized, like, I thought I was a lot better than I was at the time, and that kind of set me straight. And getting out on the scene and seeing other, you know, at least technically I wasn't as skilled as a lot of these people out there, and so both me and Mike really improved our playing since then. So that really, being intimidated by them, kind of helped. We stepped up to the challenge, and it kind of really helped make us better musicians, and so that worked out actually pretty well, and luckily we didn't let it intimidate us too much and stop us from trying. And luckily, Sam and Chenzo both, I mean, they were definitely very very skeptical of us, but fortunately they gave us a fair shot, and we ended up impressing them, I guess.
How anxious are you to get on the road for this latest tour?
I'm looking forward to it. We always have a good time, especially the Southwest. The last few times we've done it have been a lot of fun, really great response. So I'm very excited to get out there with the new album. I really hope we get, I hope the feedback for the new songs, most of these people have never heard them, or, you know, definitely, certainly never heard them live anyways. So I'm looking forward to getting the response to that, and hopefully it's a positive one. But we usually walk away from the Southwest tours feeling very, very encouraged, and that kind of drives us to keep pushing on.
I see. And, with all the work that has gone into making this latest album, how do you feel about the finished work?
I feel good about it. There was a time when it seemed like we were starting to get rushed, and because we set ourselves a deadline, and I was like, man, I was afraid that we might have to start sacrificing, like either quality or number of songs. But in the end, it just seemed to come together, and you know, we stepped up when we had to, and we got it done. And I'm like, as far as the production, like Mike said, I've recorded our last four albums, the last three with Johan and the previous one with the previous singer. And like, definitely seeing myself improve over the last four albums, I think I've reached a point now, my recording ability is where I feel like I'm putting out absolutely professional work, just like what you could get in a real big studio for, you know, an absurd amount of money. So that side I was very, very happy with. I think the songs are phenomenal. Johan managed to come up with a bunch of both strong hooks and catchy, but still maintaining a very powerful feel that I don't think comes off as cheesy at all in any sense, which is something we always like to avoid. We don't want to be one of those cheesy, hooky bands at all. So I'm very happy with that. I'm very happy with the music. It's a mixture of both heavy and melodic, so it's maybe not quite as heavy as some of the metalheads would really like us to be, but there's some of that in there, and I think when we still play live, the energy comes off and we look like a metal band live.
And what do you think is next for the band musically after this?
I'm looking forward to starting to write again. I haven't really dabbled in it much, but as soon as the album was done, I was like, I'm going to celebrate by going in and starting to write the next album, because that's one of my favorite parts of it. But it's really, I don't know, this album had so many different songs on it that kind of are so different from each other. You really never know where it's going to go, and I really have no idea what the next album is going to sound like, especially because me, Sam, and Chenzo all kind of seem to write very differently in very different styles. So I really have no idea where the next album is going to go.
Visit Cannabliss at their official website, www.cannabliss.com. From their CD, Man is the Enemy, here is Cannabliss once again with Hit the Floor.
It's a bug! A funky trap seas! It's time!
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Mike and John Russo of Cannabliss. Check out the band at their official website, www.cannabliss.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Mush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.